Well, welcome back to the Saints training camp report. Now, training camp is a do or die situation in a lot of NFL careers. One of those guys who might be on the fence for the Saints this year, quarterback Garrett Grayson, a third round draft pick from a couple of years ago who still has not made his mark in the NFL. Garrett talked to our Sean Kelly about that.
Garrett, well, can I make this conversation all over the map? Let's just go back to Thursday and your first preseason game of the season. What did you take away from that?
There's a couple mistakes that I made. I think holding on to the ball a little bit too long in certain plays and putting our O-line in a tough position, trying to force things instead of just taking what the defense gives me and checking it down. But then obviously we all know about the fumble. Do a better job there holding on to the ball. Because in that situation, better just take a sack and punt it away. But overall, I think it, played okay. I don't think it was great. I don't think it was bad. Always things you can improve on. We're all striving to be perfect in everything we do. And so when you don't come out of the game and feel like you were perfect, you're going to be upset. And that's kind of how it was.
I kind of felt like that fumble was going to still be eating at you a little bit.
Yeah, no, it ate at me for probably, we try and move on and say 24 hours is as long as you want to think about it. But I'd say it was probably a good 48 hours that I was thinking about that play, just because that ended up being, kind of how they ended up winning the game. We all know the final score, and if you take those 7 points away from them, we ended up winning the game. So it ate at me for a while. I put the defense in a tough spot, and so that's something, I can't do.
Garrett, it wasn't all bad. There were some things you did right. And in your view, were the things that felt right maybe more so than ever before?
Absolutely. I think talking with my family and friends and even the teammates, everybody had their own opinion about how the game went. And I got a lot of compliments from people, that I hadn't talked to in a while, just saying, that I looked way more comfortable and confident out there. And it didn't look like I was maybe thinking through the plays like I was last year. And so to hear that and, people that are in the outside world just kind of looking in and seeing, comparing things to last year and then this year, that goes a long ways for me because I know what I put into it this offseason. And so that was a big confidence booster for me. And, I'm just out here trying to get better every single day.
You just alluded to it that admittedly I think that folks in many circles felt like you had to have big improvement coming into this year.
Yep.
Whatever big is, that's relative.
Yep.
But is that fair? Sometimes to put that big of a step in front of a young player like yourself?
No, I think it's fine. Whatever anyone wants to think and any expectations, any amount of pressure, whatever anyone wants to put on me, I promise you it's not any more pressure than I put on myself. And so, I went into this offseason knowing the expectations that were going to come, with being a third round pick and being one of the quarterbacks behind Drew Brees, everybody, because he's, a first ballot Hall of Famer and has been this, I don't want to say perfect quarterback, but he has been for a long time. And so there's going to be coming expectations when you're backing him up, and I'm totally fine with it. I'll respect it and I expect it. That's something, if you're going to play the quarterback position in the NFL, those expectations are going to come. And so, I think I worked my butt off to get here and I'm welcoming the challenge.
So Garrett, if you're going to let it rip and you want to play loose and free, like a pitcher says he wants to do, how do you do that? But at the same time, you want to avoid that big mistake that you know is going to get magnified because everybody wants Garrett Grayson to be so much better than he was.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things you can only control what you can't control. And that's something we had Carl Lewis talk to us last night. And he said he never worried about guys that he was running or jumping against. He always just focused on himself, what he can do to get better every single day and be better than he was yesterday. And that's something, whatever is going on in the outside world, I'm not worried about it. I'm only worried about myself and what I can control and making sure when that time comes, I do let it rip. And if the mistake comes, we can come back and fix it. But that's something, it's out of my control. And I'm just worried about myself and trying to get better every day.
What did you do away from here? We get to see every move you make around this building.
Yep.
In the past offseason, what did you do away from here in order to be better?
I went out to the University of Florida where, head coach, Coach Mack Wayne is. Spent a lot of time with him, and he actually has Charlie Fry on his staff now, who's spent 5-6 years, I think it was, in the NFL. So he spent a lot of time with me and just kind of talked me through things and what to expect out of certain plays and certain coverages. And he slowed the game down a lot for me, and that was something, I think I obviously needed. And he told me, just go out and play. Don't just react to what you see. Don't try and force everything. Because I think that's what I did a lot last year, was trying to force it and make the play happen instead of just letting it. So,
what would make you smile most this coming Sunday at Los Angeles?
If we come out with a win. You know, obviously I want to play well. We all do, but, you know, we all kind of have a sour taste in our mouth after that last game. And so I think if we come out with a win, you know, and everybody does their job, everybody will leave with a smile.
Good luck. Thank you, sir.
Perfect. Thank you.